These are very special gifts because as you place each gift into your cart, you will feel lighter and lighter. Deeper and deeper. Letting your mind and body release the tension, releasing the luggage you have been carrying around for years and years. 10 gifts for you. Counting down from 10 to 1. You reach forward and select gift number 10 from the bin. From this point on, as you place each gift into your cart, you will try to remember what you forgot. Reaching for and placing number 10. Happiness into your cart. Now gift number 9. Contentment. Calm and relaxed. 8. Belonging. Body and mind tranquil and content. 7. Courage. Gift number 6. Harmony. Into the cart. Reclining the leather chair even more. 5. Inner peace. More relaxed than you have been in years. Number 4. Acceptance. Calm all over. 3. Faith in the days to come, as you reach for gift number 2. Grace. And at last you take ownership of gift number 1. Security. You now care about doing a good job, an imperfect job. Try to remember what you forgot when you dropped the mental baggage. Attention. Friend, yes, so now please, close the door, and open the door, then open the window, now close the window, take the orange out of the refrigerator, put the orange in the stove, now turn around, look for a grapefruit and sit down. I am sorry, sit down and close the door. And open the door, then open the window. Now close the window, take the orange out of the refrigerator. Put the orange in the stove. Now turn around, look for a grapefruit and close the door. And open the door, then open the window. Now close the window, take the orange out of the refrigerator, put the orange in the stove. Now turn around, look for a grapefruit and, are you listening? Close the door, and open the door. Then open the window. Now close the window. Take the orange out of the refrigerator. Put the orange in the stove. Now turn around. Look for a grapefruit and close the door. And open the door. Then open the window. Now close the window. Take the orange out of the refrigerator. Put the orange in the stove. Now turn around, look for a grapefruit and... Yes, friend. Please sit into that comfortable warm reclining chair. I'd like you to imagine that directly in front of you is a whiteboard. I'd like you to imagine that you are picking up a black Frender and drawing a large circle in the center of the whiteboard about 15 inches in diameter. It is important that you do not damage the circle in any way throughout this whole exercise. It must remain intact. I would like you to write down, now. You visualize and practice, in your mind, doing something that is more challenging, at work or at other times. Just until it becomes a habit. That gives you the confidence you have in certain parts of your life. Everything in your life is a matter of visualizing, practicing in low-risk situations, and becoming confident. I know you are able to do the extra work in the beginning. When you're learning something, the extra preparation, until in a few weeks you become confident doing it, whatever it is. You are competent in life, just like most people, and you do some things better than most people. Just like they do some things better than you, it all balances out. Just like if you want to speak better, you learn more words and practice talking to more people, and if this matters to you, you visualize and practice eating less and eating the right foods, until you feel confident about how your body looks. And then in those social events, you write down the steps. You visualize taking those steps. You practice a little. You remember to focus on the other person to calm you down, and you enjoy being comfortable at the party. Again, to repeat, confidence comes from being competent, just like you're confident at sports, or work. Or something else where you feel really skilled. You just have to be good enough, not perfect enough. Being good enough at life will give enough confidence to get things done and live your life your way. As of today, you understand, just like the other person, that most people are only paying attention to themselves. They didn't notice your small mistakes, and just like your boss works for a paycheck, like you do, you can feel confident talking to him and her. If you do the visualization practice homework. And now, you set small achievable goals, achieving one by one and find opportunities to use your new skills in less risky ways. By visualizing doing the steps over and over, slowly increasing your levels of confidence in each area by repeating the same exercises week after week, reading, listening, watching, over and over. Just like to gain the skills to become confident doing the things you do well, it's the same process, no mystery. And continuing from this point, you do these things. Take a deep breath before talking to others, makes your voice sound better. You now, you stand firm and press your legs with your hands. When the attention is on you, you have just good enough skills and confidence to do it. And you push yourself to make be heard when you need to do so, using the tools inside of you. The tools you have used all your life. You have the right, just like they have the right to it. What is right is right. Sometimes you simply don't care what they think. Don't you agree that it's simply a game? Learn the rules and practice them in your mind, just like the champions do. Because you do have control over many aspects of your life, once you have practiced and become confident in that aspect, just like you manage to pay your bills with confidence, and you always get the job done with confidence, and now you do the same steps, learn the steps, visualize, practice in safe places, become confident, and go after that specific thing, and become better and better at the game of life. Awakening. And now I will count to five, and at the count of five you will open your eyes feeling refreshed in your warm chair, as if you came out of a warm bath. You are now a well-respected professional who makes things happen in your life. 1. You are starting to emerge from hypnosis. 2. Feeling energized in every way. 3. Your mind is clear and alert as if you had a full night's sleep. 4. Your eyes are starting to open, and your time has come. 5. Eyes wide open, fully awake and feeling great. You have entered a new stage of your life. Look at the ceiling. My friend, you will now forget the previous secret discussion while you think about the first question. So where did you say you work again?